It's M&M monthly discussions, the time of month we all go crazy for, where Mike and Megan talk about a topic. It's a podcast you simply can't ignore. Time for some popular catchphrases.
Megan, your Spider-Man 3 rant is legendary.
So what did you think about that?
Yeah, it was alright. Don't like it, it's too weird.
It's not that weird though, is it?
You know what? I actually quite like Star Wars.
I'm tired. So if you want to join in the fun, tune in to M&M Monthly Discussions. That's funny.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. So, yeah, this is the first episode of Monthly M&M. And essentially, we're going to have a topic and we're going to let yourselves, the lovely listeners, so patrons will get this first. They'll get it a month before anyone else. They're going to be able to listen to it and comment on Patreon and select topics or say any topic, really. And we'll try and talk about that loosely for half an hour. And we'll let other people as well, you know, once it gets released on the general release, everyone else will be able to mention one. So if you're listening now, no matter how far ahead in the future it is, you comment on YouTube or email me at genuinechitchat@outlook.com or get into contact with me in any social media place and you'll be able to submit something for us to talk about for 30 minutes. Yeah, it's going to be good fun, but this is the first one. So that's why if you're watching the video version, you got to watch us do a little dance, which you could tell was not rehearsed. And we are currently recording downstairs. This is not in the loft either. This is where we actually usually do Patreon recordings because going all the way up to the loft is a pain. The stairs are really awkward and annoying, and then the little crevice that we have to sit in is quite awkward. So when we normally do them, in the loft. So we're doing it with my little handheld recorder that I bought thanks to the Patreons. So thank you, lovely Patreons. You're all amazing. But yeah, so monthly M&M. So this one, I've chosen this out of nowhere. So if it's rubbish, then improve that by submitting more. You know, maybe not like deep existential questions of like, you know, what do you think about this specific theory of psychology?
I'm not about that.
That's a bit much for Megan. And if you want to hear that kind of stuff, go to Genuine Chit Chat, the main feed. But no, it's going to be just loose topics we can kind of waffle about and go on tangents on. You know, you could do something, you know, but it's up to you. See what you say. But yeah, so with that in mind, when we get enough, we'll do some sort of build-up spinnery thing. But early days. So no spinner, no names out of a figurative hat. It is hair, which Megan, when hair. I first said that, she's like, what? Hair? And I was like, I think actually we can talk about hair for quite a bit. And we have got a timer in front of us that's off camera and off audio, so you can't see it or hear it. And so it's going to tell us when 30 minutes hit. So we're going to make sure the 30 minutes, but that might include the intro sometimes. Cheap 45 seconds of that, but we'll see. But it'll be at least 30 minutes. So, hair. Now, you and I both have curly hair. So we have a slightly different hair experience to a lot of, I'd say probably the general populace. Curly hair's not as common.
I don't know. I mean, curly hair is... I don't know, because people fake curls. That I mean, you can fake everything with your hair, can't you?
Well, with most things in life, yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to do what you want with your hair. Like, I mean, I used to straighten my hair.
Yes, you used to do the inverse. And I used to, I mean, the way it looks now actually doesn't look too differently to my hair when it was near its longest, which is what I used to do is just get gel and just push it back. I brush it and then push it back with gel. And everyone I knew of all genders told me it didn't look good. And I kept it anyway. And then it wasn't until I shaved my head for charity a few years ago. And because I grew it to the length. I was like, I just want to get this cut. So I donate some of the hair to Little Princess Trust, which is a local charity for children's hospitals. So
is
I shaved my head for that.
I think it's UK.
Southampton, isn't it? Oh, Little Princess. No,
Little Princess Trust.
The hair I gave to Little Princess Trust, the money you I gave to the Southampton Children's Unit. Yes. So... Well remembered, Megan, on the event that you weren't around for.
Because I mean, no, it's only because I've also donated my own hair to the Little Princess Trust, and I didn't think it was a local thing.
No,
I also donated 12 inches, or 11 inches, I think it was.
I don't quite have that many inches to give, so I think mine was more like 7 or 8. Ironically, hey, I know that face was good. That's a good face. But there's actually a video of it on YouTube, actually, of me, the great head shave. I think it's on Genuine Chit Chat. I think I did put it on there. So you can actually watch a time lapse of me getting my head shaved if you want from a few years ago.
What a treat.
You can, yeah. And then I shaved my head again, I think after COVID. I just grew it long and then just shaved it for something. Because I've shaved it twice.
You shaved it post-COVID. I cut your hair in COVID.
Yes.
And I did a fantastic job.
I didn't think you did a bad job, but there were There was one other person who disagreed.
Although we did see a couple of pictures of it recently, and I was like, "Oh, it's not as good as I remember." as I remember
it's on my head. I never saw it, so like I never saw it.
But the funny thing was, is that I used a YouTube video of a hairdresser cutting her partner's hair, and her partner was also called Mike, by chance.
Yeah, but yeah, my hair's curly, so I always have to have it wet when I have it cut. But like, did you go through a phase of cutting your own hair? I know quite a few women who did.
I don't think I ever cut my hair. Well, actually, so. When I was younger, I wasn't allowed to use scissors without permission.
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to cut holes in things.
Like 20.
Yes, when I was 25 years old. No, I can't remember how old I was. I was pretty young. But I wasn't allowed to use scissors without permission. Like, I cut holes in my brother's pyjamas. Mm. I got his Pingu teddy and cut the stomach fur. So that it was really, really, really close to the thing. So it had this weird, like, yellow patch in its stomach.
What the?
From where I'd cut the hair what? Down. It Jesus. Was because my brother would annoy me and I'd want to destroy his stuff.
You're not going to do that, I'm not going to open up my comic bin of High Republic #1 and see you've just
You're
going to
find Buzzy Bee just shaved.
Well, I mean, I was thinking if you cut up the comics. I mean, Buzzy Bee shaved would be very strange and weird.
No, it was like, just like holes in pajamas, holes in bed sheets.
Is that where these holes have come from?
What was the point of this? Oh, cutting our own hair. Yeah. I don't have it anymore. Obviously, my hair has grown out since, but I had like this part of my hair. And I just, like, snipped it.
Yeah.
So I just had my normal length hair and then there's one really fucking short bit.
I bet you thought that was a good timekeeping idea. And then after you actually had it, you were like, this is not that practical.
It's when I was young. So I didn't, wasn't fazed by it. But if I cut my own hair otherwise, like, aside from, like, when I used to have a fringe.
Yeah.
Because, like, that my fringe is grown out now.
Your fringe, it would now become a balaclava. It doesn't really...
It's just part of the hair. When I used to have an actual side fringe, when it would get too long, I would just snip it and tidy it up a little bit. But otherwise, no, I've not cut my own hair.
I don't think, I think with at least the guys I knew growing up, I don't think any of us had that mentality. It was basically, a lot of the time I didn't get my hair cut because I couldn't be bothered. And
had my hair cut in over a year.
Yeah, well, the good thing is with curly hairs, it grows the same speed, but it's just because it curls up, it just gets thicker instead of longer.
The thing is, and also it pulls the curls down because as your hair gets heavier, the curls are less springy.
Yeah, it starts at the top and
whenever I get my hair cut, it's always to a certain length that I can put it up in a ponytail.
Yeah.
Even if it is a tiny little ponytail.
Like
but it always then right springs up massively.
My hair like this right now. Look at that. You love a little...
It's because you're trying to like Obi-Wan.
It's almost like a rat tail. Yeah, Obi-Wan from Phantom Menace.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, I mean, it's again, this...
Right, let's get the shavers out.
I mean, to be fair, you know, in the future, I'll probably end up doing what I often do, which is grow my hair long for the winter and then just shave it until I get to a point where my hair receding hairline doesn't get any better and then I just stay shaved.
Yeah, I do need to go get my hair cut at some point. I just can't be bothered.
Because I got a beard, though, it works, like me being bald. I don't look really like an alien. I look more like an alien when I shave my beard. And
a little
have
egg.
Hair. Well, I've got, there's a photo, I'll make a note that I'll put a photo up of, there's a photo of me from, it was when we were together, it was when I did gym for Halloween, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's the only time I've ever seen your upper lip.
Yeah, so I did gym from Friday Night Dinner, which is, if you're outside of the UK, you're going to have no idea what that is, probably. It's
a comedy.
Yeah, it's got sitcom. Will from The Inbetweeners is in, Tom Rosenthal from,
It's very British humour.
It's very British, yeah, it's like a British comedy. Not quite a deep cut, but like it's well known enough in Britain that most people know what it loosely is, but outside it's not like Inbetweeners, they didn't go everywhere. But in that there's a character called Jim that I thought was very entertaining, played by Mark Heap, who's in Spaced and Green Wing and a few other things. Oh, it's Green Wing? Yeah. And so I went as him and it required me to shave everything apart from a moustache. So I did that and we dyed that. I think
you didn't dye it.
Yeah, Laura coloured it in with like foundation or something to make it dark.
Oh right, she didn't dye it.
Well, no, I mean it's
She probably just put eyeshadow in it.
Could have done. I don't know. She just said, "I'm going to put this in your moustache. It's going to change colour." And I'm like, "Okay," but that's not why it's blonde now, friends. By the way, I've always had a blonde
Mike's bleach his moustache.
I don't do that. I have had people ask me about that though. But the when I cut it, I then obviously I just had a moustache, and I do not look good with just a moustache. There's very few people who can pull off just a moustache. Nick Offerman's one of them. Mike Wozniak's another one. But not me. It doesn't work for me. So I shaved it all. And then Megan was like, "You look really weird." And I was like, "This is why."
You look like a weird little baby.
That's why I never shaved my Aunt Marie, who's incredible. Was it a 70th recently?
her 70th was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just post-COVID because I got COVID.
Yeah, so when it was her 70th.
Or rather, I just had COVID.
Yeah, well, I remember it was around that sort of time, but I shaved my face and I put the picture up, which most you watching on YouTube will be able to see. And I look so weird. I put it on Facebook and she just wrote like a laughing face and say, you look 12. And this was only a few years ago. So I was in my mid-20s, as opposed to almost 30. So it was one of those where if I'm so lucky, I've got good facial hair, because no matter what happens to the hair on my head, I'm going to be all right. But I just haven't had the time to have a haircut. Just haven't had the time. What do you think? How about a slightly deeper dive into the hair? What do you think about women having to keep their...
Oh, I think it's a fucking ball ache.
Not just the genitals, but like the other part. Like the armpit is one which I often think about, which is one that, you know, there's certain places in Europe where it's more acceptable in air quotes. And then obviously in the UK, there's certain more people who are more liberal, but... Hair under the armpits, like that's that and hairy legs are the two quite big things that women have to really focus on.
I honestly, depends, but I wouldn't care at all if people, like when I see people who are like specifically female that walk around with like hairy legs and hairy armpits, I'm like, yeah, go on. Like, I wish I had the confidence to be able to do it. Like, I've got hairy legs at the moment. I always have hairy legs, but as soon as I have to have my legs out for something, I will shave them because I'm... worried about what people are going to think of me, which shouldn't be the case, but unfortunately that is the way that it is.
Yeah, and I'm fortunate that I can basically, if I just let all my hair grow out and don't take care of myself, I just look homeless, which isn't too bad, I guess.
People, yeah, and then there's also like, as soon as you see a woman that's like got hairy legs and hairy armpits, people are like, ugh. It's like, but why, when you've got men that are just walking around doing the exact same thing? I'm just like, come on. Yeah, we were talking about this at work the other day, and I can't remember how it came up. And I was like, it just frustrates me that because of society's like views, like if it's your preference, like if you would rather do that, that's fine. But I don't like the fact that it seems like it is kind of like an obligation. Otherwise, I'll get judged by not only men, but also women as well. Because women, like, you know.
I mean, because hair on your head is down to you. You can do whatever you want. If a woman does go bald, then there is normally... Sometimes there's questions raised, obviously sometimes for medical reasons and things, but often that's probably the only haircut that a woman can have that will be a bit like, people will be a bit like, oh, why have you done that? Whereas aside from that, pretty much any haircut, even short haircuts now, are basically fine.
Yeah.
So it is odd. And then again, genitals, people nowadays are more so like, some people have their preferences of this or that. It's just down to the woman, which as it should be. But yeah, armpit hair especially, like, because legs, some women have lighter leg hair, they don't have to worry so much.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm underarm, not that.
It's funny because I have almost no underarm hair. I'm quite a hairy person in general, hence the face, hidden away. But the under my arm, there's not like a big black ball. It's wispy. It's basically, it started growing when I was about 14, 15. No, and then it stopped when I was 17, and it's never grown since. So I've got any more.
I reckon my arm hair gets longer than yours.
It almost certainly, I think there are teenage girls whose armpit hair grow longer than mine. It's the one place in my body of everywhere that I really don't get very hairy. It's very odd. And my back, I suppose.
Yeah, you don't have a hairy back.
No, I think my wings are starting to come out. Your
wings.
The collarbone hair. That's the, where as it kind of goes down the neck, little, and it kind of up from the armpit almost. A little bit, but not too much. And I don't have to do a back shave yet.
Yeah, no. Nice.
But yeah, it's weird with women's...
But it's also like, for example, I get very dark hair in my face. So in like my beard and my mustache, part of that is down to the fact that I'm half Italian. Like I have naturally dark, like my hair is fairly dark. This is my natural hair color.
You need this color. Like this is a great color.
Yeah, I need Mike's mustache color.
That's how we know that we're actually, we're meant to be together, because we're soulmates, because at the start of some part of us, our souls crossed over. And the symptom of that is this bit of facial hair around here. Mine is blonde and Megan's is slightly darker.
And mine is brown. But like, yeah, partly is down to the fact that I'm half Italian. The other is that I've got PCOS. I've got polycystic ovaries, which like does make people have excessive hair growth.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't like a thing in society that women shouldn't have beards and mustaches, because I reckon I like in some views would be very attractive because I've got my mustache and my beard. It's just frustrating, especially because I work in a school. Like I've had kids point out and ask me why I've got a mustache. And like some of those kids have had like specific needs that would maybe give them a reason as to why they don't know how to ask that question in a more polite way, or just point blank not ask the question in the first place. But like, I've had maybe two or three kids ask me, "Miss, why do you have a mustache?"
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay. Okay. Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone does. It's just that some people have darker hair than others.
Yeah. It's one of those. It's again, it's one of those weird little things that men don't have to think about in the same way. Because the majority of men actually, generally there's two kinds of men. There's the kind of men like me who can grow out a full beard. And if you don't, I have to trim my cheeks. I have to make sure these are in line because it can go a bit messy. But if I leave this for a little while, it doesn't really matter. This is just, I'm just a bearded guy. And you've got other people with the same with moustaches. But a lot of men don't like having a lot of hair because a lot of the time it's quite patchy. I've got friends of mine and I made the joke that there's the kind of people who can grow facial hair and the kind of people who don't have facial hair. You know, if you can, you'd have some. And I think all men, I think I've yet to be proven wrong, where pretty much, apart from maybe Timothée Chalamet, I think he might be the exception. There's very few men who I think look better with no facial hair at all, as opposed to a little bit of stubble.
I've seen Timothée Chalamet with a mustache or a bit.
Nor have I, but I can't imagine it's good. But like a little bit of stubble or a mustache, or mainly like the kind of beard thing like I've got. I mean, Captain America, Chris Evans in Infinity War looks the best with the beard. Chris Hemsworth looks the best with a beard. You know, I'm not saying a giant, long, super massive beard. Some people look very cool with those. But I'm talking about just some degree of facial hair. I just think almost everyone looks better with them. But if you had one, when we kissed, the little bristles would like rub together. And then maybe get tangled. I'll let mine grow really long and you let yours grow long. And then when we get married, we can tie them together.
We can tie the knot.
Exactly. We can tie the facial hair knot and fight society.
That sounds absolutely horrendous.
It would be very painful. I've had hairs pulled out from one reason or another. I had Willow like inadvertently catch one once.
Willow started eating my hair earlier. After I got out of the shower, because I've got that new hair shampoo. She was like, "Ooh, what's that?" And then was trying to eat my hair.
She doesn't eat the hair. She doesn't really eat the hair on my head or any part of my hair, actually. Well, she's once before licked and then tiny nib, but she catches one of the hairs like, ah!
She's so gross.
She is gross. I try not to let her lick my face. I'm not a big fan of that. It's the nose. I let her lick my nose once or maybe twice and that's it. I don't.
A gentle little kiss.
Yeah, I don't like her licking the rest of me. No. But dogs have hair, don't they?
Dogs do have hair. I was going to say that I wish that I wish that I was better at doing my hair. I also partially wish that I cared a bit more. Like when I was doing the panto, I was getting quite stressed because traditionally you wear your hair in like
the braids.
It's in like braids, like French type plaits, and I can't do it. I can barely do a normal plait. Like. I wish that that was something that I had grown up learning to do. Yeah. Like when I was younger, I would straighten my hair. I would do a little plait at the front and tuck it to basically exactly the same as what I do now because I've never learned to do anything else. I tried learning to French braid so that I could do my hair and I just got so angry. I just couldn't do it. My arms got really tired. I wish that I cared more. Like at the moment, if you're watching on YouTube, my hair is looking okay. Because I had a shower and I brushed my hair and I'm recently using some new products to try and like enhance the curls. But normally my hair is up in a ponytail or it's up in a bun because I can't be bothered to do anything with my hair. So if I ever have a shower in the morning and I go to work and my hair looks like this, where it is quite nice ringletty curls.
Yep.
Kids are like, "Miss,
what have you done with your hair?
What have you done with your hair? It looks really nice." And I'm like, "This is my hair." And they're like, "Yeah, but what have you done?" And I'm like, "I've washed it and I've brushed it." "Yeah, but what products did you use?" Now I actually am specifically using a curly hair product.
If only we could be sponsored by them, then we could mention them.
But alas. But like, they're like, "What have you done with your hair?" I'm like, no one believes me that all I do is wash and brush my hair.
If I brush my hair before work, it almost always looks better. Again, not now, because I'm due a haircut very badly. I just haven't had the time. All the spare time we've had in the last 2 weeks has been social events or podcasting. So, yeah, I remember at school, I used to get really irritated when everyone used to point out the fact that you had your haircut. Now, if you have your haircut properly, like if you have your hair changed from like a long haircut to like a new different style, please mention
I've had students have their hair cut over the summer holidays.
Yeah, that's
a big one. And I did not recognise them when they came back in the September.
That's a big one. The summer holidays is when people change the most when you're in school.
I was like looking at this kid and I was like, "What?" And then one other kid was like, "Miss, don't you recognise blank?"
Blah, blah, blah.
And I was like, Oh no, I didn't.
And their name being blank as well makes it, you know, really complicated to try to fathom that. But yeah, I remember in school that was the case. And then any time I'd get a haircut, because I, you know, I had big curly hair, like I think the term that they use in either Superbad or Knocked Up is Jufro. It's the kind of Seth Rogen hair, Jonah Hill hair. I don't know if I have any Jewish heritage. I haven't looked. I doubt it. But the hair is the same as Jonah Hill's and Seth Rogen's in the early Apatow movies. Just at the moment, it's super long and brushed back. And I had a shower. Hey. But
what did you do with hair?
Yeah. When I, at school, it used to always be just a slight haircut, like a slight trim. And there's like no difference really. It's just slightly smaller. And every single person would be like, you had a haircut. It's like, What do you think? I used to always go, no, I was attacked with hedge trimmers in my sleep. Or
this is why
go,
people didn't like you.
It is. Or they'd go, I'd be okay for the first couple. And then I'd get agitated. But obviously, people don't know I've been asked the same question.
See, I would get excited when people ask me if I'd had a haircut.
Sometimes they'd go, you had a haircut? And I go, have I? Oh my God, sure. What? And, you know, people hated me even more. Yeah, people really didn't appreciate that brand of comedy. And doing it now as an adult, I'm realising why.
It's not comedy.
No, it's like a level of sarcastic that's almost venomous.
It's sarcasm that errs on the like caution. Is that what the phrase is?
Errs on the side of caution.
Errs on
the side of caution.
It basically what I'm trying to say is it's a level of whatever word you said.
Sarcasm
that just comes across as you're very, very arrogant.
Prick. Yeah, it does. And that's how
cocky.
That's a lot of my interactions at school, which was why I was not popular by either the students or the teachers. It was a fairly apt growing experience for me. But also, I dyed my hair. Now, we both have had experiences dyeing our hair. You've dyed your hair more than I have, but I've only ever dyed my hair once, and I dyed it bleach blonde. I just remember...
So you want to be Justin Timberlake?
That's not the case. I just remember having the thought that when I was really young, up to the age of like 7, I think, I just had like white blonde hair. And I remember seeing pictures of myself, and this was when I was 13, I think, sort of 12, 13. And I remember seeing pictures of myself with really white hair. And I was like, oh, it'd be cool if I could do that again. So mum bleached my hair, but it went like yellow, like yellowy blonde, not white blonde. And because it was so much of it, so much volume, obviously it was the talk of the whole school forever. You know, every now and then when times had passed since that day, like years go by, people go, do you remember the time you bleached your hair blonde? So, yeah, of course I remember it. But like I used to, so there's a couple of nicknames. There's Light Bulb. Because the shape of it, that wasn't bad. The main one, which no one will take credit for, not because they don't want credit, everyone wants credit because they think it's so hilarious, but no one in the school I've spoken to can remember who first said it in the school, and it was Bleach, which is obviously bleach and Bleach. Bleach. And that stuck, and everyone called me that for a long time.
That's pretty lame.
And then it grew out, and then it became like frosted tips. Cause, and then people who met me, who didn't see me when I had bleached blonde hair, like, why have you got frosted tips? What are you doing? You have this big afro-like hair.
I'm surprised your mum didn't dye it again. Like
she offered to, and I was like, no. Oh, you mean not dye it back?
Yeah, like dye it back.
I think she offered to, and I said, no, keep it, just let it grow out. And I suffered with it for a long time. Yeah, there's very, very few pictures of me.
I don't even think I've seen a picture of it.
There's one that exists that might be on Facebook somewhere. It's me and my dad at a golf course, a little mini golf course in Tenerife, I believe. But there's two reasons why there's not many pictures. One is because I didn't want many pictures of myself taken because it didn't look that good. But the other reason is actually because someone broke into our house and stole our video camera and digital camera. And so we lost about 5 or 6 years of family memories.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I think it's fun. It was,
and that's the only things that got stolen.
So there was that. There was an iPod Nano stolen. Some mum's jewellery.
I suppose back then TVs were massive, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, trying to steal that, and it wouldn't be worth that much either. And I didn't have like the game consoles were all like in my bedroom. It seeming like they broke into the house. They went into the guest room, grabbed some jewellery, grabbed the iPad, opened the cupboards, the wardrobes, and there were bags of stuff, and they just grabbed a couple of things, and obviously the cameras were just at the front.
Yeah.
So it was a shame, you know. Financially, we were fine. It wasn't a big deal on that. It was just sentimental, so that we just lost lots of this.
Yeah, that is rubbish.
And obviously now, because that was before Dad got ill or anything like that. It was before we even knew anything about that. So it's now looking back on it, it's like, oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
It would have been nice, but I've got photos and stuff. Not of me with blonde hair, and none of me with frosted tips. There's no photos of that. But I'll see if I can find that photo of me with bleach blonde hair. But you've done it. And you've got a story about going blonde that some of your friends don't even believe you, that you went blonde. Yeah. And you went redheaded at once, as in the colour red, not ginger.
So I had low lights done in my hair when I was in year 11. So I must have been like 15.
Hmm.
And because they were low lights, they came out like a coppery kind of color. Right. So then people started calling me Ginger.
Okay.
Because I had low lights in my hair.
Yeah.
Pete being one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Used to call me Gingy.
Gingy.
Yeah. Then when, so I really wanted to dye my hair red. Mm. And this is, I'd like to point out that it was before Rihanna dyed her hair red.
So what you're saying is you inspired Rihanna.
I inspired Rihanna.
You were such a trendsetter that
to
age.
Dye her hair red.
Yeah.
No, the reason I'm saying this is because a lot of girls in my, like, generation, I guess, my age group, a lot of us dyed our hair red. And a lot of them were after Rihanna had dyed it.
Was that the Love the Way You Lie video?
Yes.
Do you need to drink some water? Or do you need to clear your throat?
No.
Oh, because it sounds a bit gravelly then for a bit.
No.
Okay. But so the
yeah, I believe it's that one.
Hmm. Yeah, I remember that video.
But yeah, so I dyed my hair red. So I dyed it in, I went with my dad.
Good. There it is. See, I knew it was coming. Knew it was coming.
So when I was 16, I went to Italy to visit my dad. Fiona came with me. Fiona is my cousin. Hmm. And it was like, I was allowed to do it because I'd finished my GCSEs. So I wasn't allowed to dye my hair red when I was at school because it was against school rules, which it still is in many schools, which is, you know, whatever. But then...
That's another conversation.
Then, so yeah, it wasn't that red.
Right.
It was kind of...
It wasn't
of,
like this red. Like...
No, when I dyed my hair proper red, it was like red.
Yeah, yeah. But this time when it was ginger.
Yeah, it was lower. Kind of like... More like a brownie, reddy kind of colour.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
For some reason, it was like cut really like short at the back and longer at the front. Like, I don't know. It was a really weird hairstyle. Oh, no. It was like straight with a little bit and then a fringe. I don't know. It was, I don't know why that hairstyle was the one that it looked weird.
Okay.
It looked fine if it was straight. But the problem is that my hair doesn't like to stay straight.
Yeah, curly hair. Yep. I've straightened my hair a couple of times, actually.
Then, so yeah, then I dyed my hair red properly, like out of like a box.
Hmm.
Yeah,
you can get them just on like random shops.
Buy them for like £4.
Yeah, normally not the best.
So, no, they're not. So yeah, I dyed my hair proper red a few times. I think I had red hair for maybe like a year. And then I was like, no, I'm going to go back to my natural colour. Mm. And then kept the dye in too long. And right. Then it went fucking black. It was so dark.
Was that your goth phase?
My goth phase, yeah. It was so dark. It was like proper black.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think I left the dye in for like an extra hour by accident. I lost track of time.
Fell asleep.
And then, like, it was really, really dark. No. What happened is my friend messaged me. She was like, oh, I'm walking past your house. Come outside. And I was like, mate, I'm dying my hair. I went outside, started talking to her. And then we just were talking. We lost track of time. We just stood outside chatting. Then I went back to brown hair, well, black to brown. Mm. And then when I was at uni, someone dyed the bottom of my hair purple.
Frosted purple tips.
But because my hair's so dark, you couldn't see the purple, so it was completely redundant.
Right.
And then I dyed my hair blonde in my final year of uni.
Which friends of ours dispute ever happening.
Yeah, so
there are photos of it.
Yeah, like I have pictures of me with blonde hair. Like all of my graduation pictures, I have blonde hair. I was proper blonde. And then, yeah, then I went into railing and my hair went like proper bleach blonde because where... It was sunny. It was dyeing my hair. It was making my hair lighter. But because my hair was, it was really blonde in the summer of 2016.
The classic summer.
Summer of 2016.
Summer of 2016. Everyone knows that summer. You guys got some summer 2016 memories. Was it 8 years ago? God.
Yeah. So I met Mitchell.
23.
I met Mitchell in like November time of 2016.
Yeah.
And he's still a good friend of mine, but he is 100% adamant that I did not have blonde hair when I met him. And I think I had recently dyed my hair. Like, I never dyed my hair blonde. I always went to a salon to get it dyed. And he doesn't believe that I ever had blonde hair. And I'll show him a picture and he's like, no, that's not you.
Like, yeah,
it is, though.
But it's one of those, though, isn't it? I think when someone has...
I was slightly slimmer back then, but it's me.
When someone had, like, a major haircut, you go, oh, I don't know if I like that. And then after, like, 2 days of exposure, you just kind of half forget it. And then after about a month, you can barely remember what the hair was like unless it's like a really extreme thing. Like, I remember in school, I don't know if any of the listeners did this, especially the young men, but having their hair, like, I've said to Megan, I was like, you know, if you have kids and that kind of stuff.
They're going to come out like a nice gem.
Well, yeah, they're giant.
They're going to have such curly hair.
But if one of them if either of them go through this phase, that's fine. But I feel like teenage boys often go through this phase, which is the, I don't want to cut my hair or do anything with myself phase. And I went through it. Reese, who's been on the podcast, did it. Another friend of mine who actually came up with the name Genuine Chit Chat, he actually did it as well. Like, I think all, there's a certain photo of myself, this other friend, and Reese. Just haven't got this other friend's name. I haven't asked his permission to say his name.
No, I've literally just been naming people.
No, I know. But, you know, with me, it's, I've referenced people before, I think. But anyway, there's the pictures of the three of us where I've got partial length hair. Reese has got like sort of nipple length hair, and our other friend's got sort of shoulder length hair as well. And it was just, it was the peak time when none of us had got our haircuts for so long.
It was like the Justin Bieber era. That's like, not specifically because of Justin Bieber, but like even in like the Goblet of Fire in the Harry Potter film.
That's the long hair film.
Like, that's the long hair film. Like, there was just an era where boys specifically weren't cutting their hair.
I think it just goes for a phase of like, once it's kind of that point I remember where it's like your parents organize all your haircuts for you, and I'm like, no, I don't want it. It's like, well, we've organized this, you're doing it. It's like, okay. And then once they stop paying, when they're, or they're like, you need to organize yourself, it's like, I don't care enough about my appearance.
Yeah, but at least for you, going for a haircut is cheap. Like, for me,
not as much now, but
for me, a cheap haircut is like £25.
Well, I cheap out because I'm quite lucky, because while I have such long curly hair, that is more, that barbers are less likely to do hair like this, I suppose. But then I guess it's just, once you get the clippers out and shave off the bulk of it, it becomes a fairly simple cut. But I think just because men's hair in general stay longer, and the ones who, so men's hair in general stay shorter, and the ones who get haircuts, at least all the men I know, they get a haircut every 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Whereas I've never been like that.
No, the only time that I got my haircut 6 to 8 weeks is when I was blonde. Mm. Because otherwise, like, the, like, roots.
Yeah, would there's maintenance really when you bleach your hair, blonde your hair, dye it.
I really liked being blonde. That is the main reason that I stopped being blonde, is the maintenance and the upkeep of having blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, whereas if I went and shaved my head again, just do it at home. Last thing before we wrap up, because we've gone past 30 minutes. Hey, didn't think we could do it. 30 minutes of hair. Boom. We've got subjects coming out about everything. Haven't even talked about dog hair or other animal hair. So that could be another subject matter if people want. Please not immediately. Please don't comment animal hair.
Our monthly M&M discussions are only about
just
hair.
Hair related things. So we'll do mammal, mammalian hair. Then we'll do like, what even is
hair? Styles.
Oh, we could do insect hair. You love insects. Look at really up close images of flies and spiders and things and see all their hair. But the last thing regarding hair that I'll leave with you, which is one of my favourite little things, is when we watch sitcoms and there's the gaps between either seasons or the mid-series break. And I love it when you get a new season of like Parks and Rec or something like this, or Friends does it a lot. Like when I was when I was watching Friends with you a couple years ago.
You can tell what series it is depending on the hair.
Yeah, you're, oh, Joey's hair's not that good, early season. You know, and then it's different things like that.
I like Joey's hair in the early season.
I know, yeah. Joey's hair's pretty much always fairly good. But it was cool. I was like, oh, we finished series 9. Let's see what the haircuts are now. Because I remember seeing, you know, Friends. When you see pictures of Friends, it's normally right at the very start or right at the end, I find. It's just like the intricate differences is not as highlighted unless you're Jennifer Aniston, I suppose. But Friends, we've spoken about hair for over 30 minutes.
Whoa.
We've done, this is the monthly M&M. So if you want to hear more from us, so if you're listening on Patreon, you are favourites and we love you. If you are not listening on Patreon, you're listening on the main feed or you're watching on YouTube or anything, you could have heard this 1 month early if you went to patreon.com.
Oh my God.
/genuinechitchat.
Oh my God.
Just, oh my God. And also, just, oh my God. And also, Megan, what else do we do over at Patreon? What do we do that's even the first? It was the original way that people got content from you. You know, it's afterthoughts. You look at second. There's so the confusion.
You made that sound really.
I did. That's on me.
Yeah, afterthoughts. Yeah, come and listen to afterthoughts.
Because we generally, we talk. We do films and it's mainly films.
We don't talk
and
about
TV
hair.
Shows. No. That's why we had to get it out in this podcast, because we keep almost talking about hair and we were like, you know what? Let's just do a podcast about it because it's too much. Every conversation we were starting to just talk about hair. It was a bit
Although
much.
I will say, just going back to when before I cut my hair, you know, when I did cut my hair for the Little Princess Trust, I cut off 11 or 12 inches.
Yeah.
And when your hair is that long, that was a ball ache.
Yeah.
It would get to the point that I would go and sit on the sofa and I would hurt myself because I would sit on my own hair and then trap my hair underneath my bum.
Yeah.
The worst thing at the moment is that my hair is the perfect length that if the wind blows and I open my mouth, sometimes my hair goes into my mouth and it chokes me.
And who's that hair? It's hair. The gift that everyone has had an interaction with hair. We didn't even touch alopecia, or there's, you know, your fingernails are made from, I think it's keratin, which is the same stuff that your hair's made from. There's all kinds of different things. Whoa. Isn't there?
Crazy.
So many things.
What are you doing?
I was trying to be subtle about it, but pretend I'm not doing anything.
Oh, Mike's not doing anything, everyone.
With Patreon, so you can follow me at Genuine Chit Chat on Instagram, X, Instagram, X, Threads, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. If you're listening on YouTube, please like, please subscribe, check out the other playlists.
Like, subscribe.
Was that it? It's just those two. Okay.
This is subscribe, apparently.
Is that what you've learned from the kids?
No, that's just what I did with my hand.
Oh, so this from now on means subscribe. Isn't this the thing where you do it and you get punched? It's the game, isn't it?
It's that thing where you, I don't know, I'm not cool.
I don't know, I'm not cool.
It's when kids ask me to do the gritty and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
The gritty.
Yeah, some sort of tick. No, it's not. TikTok is it a Fortnite dance, TikTok dance?
I know even less than you know. You know what I mean? Like you only work in a school. You've actually got a small amount. Like,
I've got so much Riz.
You do. You've got a lot of Riz. But yeah, you can go to Patreon. There's an episode of Afterthoughts every week. Patrons, just to let you know, the reason there wasn't a Patreon this week is because we're preparing for this. And the starting theme, forgot to say at the start, was composed. So it's written,
performed
by Megan. She did the ukulele, the piano, the vocals, thought of the lyrics, did the melodies, did everything. All I did at the end was coming in.
I did some editing.
You
did?
You edited some of it. I did some minor sort of audio.
But anyone that was surprised that it wasn't written by me.
I mean, yeah, it's a Megan special.
It's definitely written by me.
It's a good one. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, go over
to be fair, Dan and Rhea were like, I'm surprised you managed to bash it out that quick.
Yes, within an hour, wasn't it? It was very quick. It was good because you mentioned, I'm going to do a song. What do you think I should do?
I got the first half done. I messaged in, we've got a group chat with me, Mike, Dan and Rhea for Disney discussions.
Which is the other place you can find Megan. Yes. Genuine Chit Chat and Spider Down the Secret Balls and the Femon Collective Disney discussions every couple of months.
I messaged in that group chat because I was like, I'm doing this thing. Can you give me some ideas about reasons that people enjoy listening to Afterthoughts so that it can help? And then I ended up not really doing that and just doing and then just doing loads of random quotes.
It's good though. Barrel of fun.
But so
if you want to hear more from Megan, obviously Disney discussions is a great way. We do those every couple of months. Megan occasionally appears on Clone Wars conversations as well. You can find all those at youtube.com/genuinechitchat, and some of the Disney discussions is at Spider Down the Secret Balls, his YouTube channel and his podcast feed and stuff. You can subscribe to Patreon for as little as £1 a month. You get immediate access to all episodes of Afterthoughts. We've done over 200 now, and that's movies, TV shows, musical performances we've seen. There's a lot of holidays we've been on that we then do podcasts about.
We should have done Afterthoughts about the panto.
Oh yeah, no, I think that could be the next subject. Actually, I think if we talk about your panto experience, I think that would be number two.
Okay,
and then from there. But please send in your suggestions. Comment on YouTube. Comment on Patreon. Email me genuinechitchat@outlook.com or message me on any social media place. Please do that, and I'll just add in there. And if you want to shout out, just say. But the final thing I want to do is just thank my Patreons.
Thank you, Patreons.
Our Patreons, because a lot, they all tell me the main reason their Patreon support is because of Megan. So they don't all say that, but they're very kind. And I think that's what they're saying. So big shout outs is in no particular order. I mean, we've mentioned Rhea Carrigan, and because she's amazing, Femon Collective.
Yeah.
Then we've got Math, who we do Star Wars conversations with. I'm not going to do this for everyone because it would just take forever. Brett.
Yeah.
Scott.
Yeah.
As in Brett Scott, funnily enough. And then the next one is Scott Weatherly.
Yeah.
Spider Dan.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yeah.
Tonya.
Yeah.
James.
Yeah.
Margaret.
Yeah.
Frank.
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of those lovely, lovely people, all Patreon supporters, all doing the good stuff of supporting me. So I appreciate each and every one of you. You all listen to this a month before anyone else. We love you so much. And if anyone wants to join us and hear this a month early and get to, you know, suggest some topics a lot quicker than everyone else, you get a priority. If you submit on Patreon, you'll get a priority above everyone else.
Priority number one.
You know, and you get, you know, 200 episodes of Afterthoughts with Megan. So you get that every week.
I'm not in every episode. Megan.
Well, you're in the ones that you're not. I mentioned that you're not, but you are in the vast majority of Afterthoughts. But friends, thank you so much for tuning in. Please let us know what you thought of this show. We'd appreciate it muchly. Might even read out some comments if you want us to. Don't really mind. But if you get too many, then I'll be like, we'll just ease off a bit because I can't sit here reading comments all day. But we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Leave us all the comments.
And we'll speak to you very soon.
Bye. Yeah.